Good evening. This is Amelia Hawke reporting for the Gulnet Food Digest. We test the galaxy's rarest and most dangerous foods, so you don't have to. This week, I'll be diving into the large pot of beans that is the galaxy's rare coffee selection and discovering heady aromas, heart rate adjusting brews, and the exact process that makes each of these rare items quite so expensive. Coffee is one of the more abundant products in the galaxy, having been discovered on Earth, as legend would have it, in the ancient coffee forests of Ethiopia by a goat herder named Kaldi, who gave some to a nearby monastery, who swiftly discovered that it could keep them awake all week during their rituals. Coffee was rapidly adopted by most of civilization to the extent that dependence upon it was commonplace. Wars have been fought over coffee. Deals brokered. Coming in for a coffee after a night out has become a euphemism for potential horizontal joggery. And whole cultures have staked their financial futures on a bean. Your common or garden coffee is prolific, growing planetside or in hydroponic facilities under suns of just about any color. A more vigorous bush you're unlikely to find just about anywhere. Its ability to survive in just about any environment is only surpassed by the dandelion. There are four brands of coffee marked as rare goods in the Galapedia Rubicaea. The first sample on my desk here is Eni Na Coffee from Libby Orbital in the Eni Na system. Originally sneered as a cheap coffee substitute, it isn't actually made from beans, or in fact the coffee plant at all. The cunning bushy substitute doesn't have a bean, but instead some very juicy roots. And it is from these roots that the herbal leafy tips that the coffee flavor stems. It is, as it says on the tin, an acquired taste. With a thick texture and bitter flavor and lacks the required caffeine hit of a proper cup o' joe. But for bohemians out there that prefer their milk made from soybeans, their meat made from vegetables, and their shirts made of hessian, it allows them to sip a cup of something that at least smells right, whilst looking superior over their life choices. Second on my list is a genuine coffee bean. This one is a triumph of style over substance, and proof that you can convince humanity to stick just about anything in their mouths as long as you market it properly. Have a great advertising campaign featuring stars of the silver screen walking through moody coffee plantations on a misty morning and looking sultry at the camera. Kitten brand coffee has a decidedly nutty aroma and a lingering aftertaste, which isn't surprising as it is harvested not from the plant but from the droppings of the cat that nibbles on the bush, passing the beans through its digestive system and by a complicated chemical process excretes what they tell us is an improved bean. The cost of the kitten brand coffee is quite simply attributed to the labor involved in following a herd of cats around with a pooper scooper and sifting through their leavings. Is it rare? Yes. Is it coffee? Yes. Is it something I would rather not know where it came from? Absolutely. Back to the land of fakery once again with Guaman Yupon coffee. What can I say? The gold embossed blend of chemicals, by appointment to Emperor Hengst Duval, is ostentatious and targeted at Imperial Yimpies, young Imperial pilots who favor filofaxes and red braces. Made in a lab, freeze-dried and available in expensive capsules that fit the coffee machines of all Imperial ships. I can honestly say that the flavor reminds me more of a spoonful of warm mud than anything else. Serve to your enemies, or use it to stain documents so they look old. Our penultimate selection this evening is the real thing, Robust beans, roasted and ground in secret laboratories, brewed only with comet water. This is one of the most potent drinks in the galaxy. Guaranteed to restart your heart after a close encounter of the high prediction kind. Relied upon by explorers everywhere to keep them going for just one more honk. Delicious. Rumors are that the Don himself uses it for an after-dinner affogato to die for. And finally, a coffee so rare that you can't actually buy it anywhere. Designed to do just one job. Keep Hutton truckers going on the long run back home. Hutton brand coffee is stronger, darker, and richer than just about anything you've seen. One espresso will make your eyeballs vibrate. Two will turn a galactic intern into a gibbering wreck in the office. Three, there are rumors that the time your heart rate falls to triple digits, Sol will have gone nova, and humanity will be a twinkle in the eye of the squirrels that took over after they killed us all in a humorous furry accident. If you're given a bag of these beans, take great care. Wash your hands afterwards, wear a mask, and please don't go to a nearby war zone after drinking and challenge an entire faction to an arse-kicking contest on your own. In an adder. Don't ask how I know. I've just eaten a chocolate-coated Hutton brand coffee bean and need to do a few laps of the station. Next week, we will be testing We Meet Wheat Cakes. This is Amelia Hawke reporting for the Galnet Food Digest. We drink too much coffee so you don't get the jitters.